Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com. The Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... That's right. It's Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 23rd day of August, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 if you want to unmute and come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 68 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 80 degrees for the Klamath Basin, and it might make it. I don't know. I don't think it will. If it does, it'll only be for a second because it's been raining. It's been kind of cool today, actually, and I can feel a nip of fall in the air. I know we're going to have Indian summer. It's going to get hotter than hell again, but for right now, it's cooled down a bit. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. No guilty verdicts in Bundy Ranch standoff trial. Whoa. Say it so. And say we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. This has been, Mark started off this morning with this lead story, and then Spike hit it, and we're going to hit it. And actually, it should be the lead story on the mainstream propaganda machine. But you know what? I haven't seen one mention of it in the mainstream. And you're not going to, because this isn't good for the enemies of freedom. No guilty verdicts in Bundy Ranch standoff trial. This is from USA Today. It was sent in by Jim for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A federal jury in Las Vegas did not return any guilty verdicts Tuesday against four men accused of conspiracy and weapons charges for their roles in the 2014 Bundy Ranch standoff. Jurors returned not guilty verdicts on some counts and deadlocked on others. Now, I was reading another article before I came up here. I've already had all this stuff put together, but it says jurors returned not guilty verdicts on some counts and deadlocked on others. What I read was that one of the defense attorneys had talked to some of the jurors, and it was 11-1 to acquit every one of them. So they had their one plant that was not going to, you know, that had to keep it alive. So if they wanted to, retry it again and again and again, they got to keep that one person on there. Now, as these verdicts came in as not guilty, and there was no defense allowed, I would be questioning the indictment. Now, how did, I mean, we've talked about the measure for an indictment is that if you offered no defense, could you be found guilty in the opinion of the grand jury? And they handed down these indictments, yet these people were not allowed to put up a defense, and they were still found not guilty. I think that the grand jury system needs to be investigated in this case. And I would have to say that that one juror, who on like five counts, he just stood his ground on five counts when 11 other jurors not only acquitted these other fellows, but wanted to acquit them all. I think that he's a government plant, and I think that it should be looked into, like I said. And I would be wanting to see those sequester the grand jury notes to see how in the hell they came up with these indictments when, you know, there was no defense offered. And still, there's no guilty verdict. What happened here, people? Jurors notified U.S. District Court Judge Gloria Navarro on Tuesday that they had reached an impasse on several counts and that defendants were called into court. And the defendants were called into court at 2 p.m. when the verdicts were returned. Richard Loveland of Oklahoma and Eric Parker, Stephen Stewart, and O. Scott Drexler, all of Idaho, were being retried on conspiracy, extortion, assault, and obstruction charges for helping Cliven Bundy fend off a government roundup of his cattle in what became known as the Battle of Bunkerville. There wasn't no battle. From the Arizona Central, Richard Loveland of Oklahoma and Stephen Stewart of Idaho were acquitted on all counts and walked out of court Tuesday night free after spending more than a year in prison. And remember, during this year, when these guys were in prison, they were letting MS-13 gang members out for rape on bond. They were going back over the border. They were, you know, drunks killing people. As long as they're from another country, they were getting out. But these guys have spent a year in prison. What you know? What's going to be their redress? You know what's going to be their payment for this year they spent in prison? You know, the reason they couldn't allow all of these to be acquittals is because, well, they would have had to drop the charges against the Bundys and everybody else involved. If this all would have come back not guilty, they had no case. I mean, they right now, because they've already been tried twice for this bullshit, and it is bullshit. They did nothing illegal. They did nothing wrong. But because they have been tried twice, it should be automatically dismissed, you know, the rest of the charges. You had one holdout. You had one plant on that jury. That person should be investigated to find out where he connects in with the system, who he was there for. And I guarantee you he was. They make sure of it. And I was surprised that there wasn't more than one. But what I heard, 11 to 1. So at any rate, what this does tell us is that, you know, the worm is turning. Your average person out there on the street is not buffaloed by the government and their courts anymore. I think the average person out there knows of the draconian occupation that we're under. I mean, everybody's feeling it. It's finally reached down to all levels, to the point that in Burns there were the acquittals. And here now in Las Vegas, there were acquittals. And I think if they tried this again, you would probably come up with a couple more getting them off, you know, getting off. But like I said, right now, if this had to come out all acquittals, if it hadn't been for that one planted juror, then they would have had to drop all the charges against the Bundys. And man, the lawsuits they're looking at for holding those people in prison. I guess these fellows who walked out of court last night were never a threat to anybody, were they? To be held in prison for a year. Anyways, the system they've set up, you know, they try to keep the jury in the equation. But you got to remember back when the Branch Davidians were tried. The Branch Davidians were found not guilty. And the judge overrode the verdict. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't try it here. I don't think it would have been the thing to do, really. But the judge overread the verdict and put those people in prison in spite of the jury's verdict. So what you got here is they want to keep alive this notion of the jury trial out there, even though they're operating in an admiralty, totalitarian, military dictatorship jurisdiction. Where right now, I mean, if like in the case of the Branch Davidians, that judge has to do is say, I'm overturning the verdict. I'm putting everybody in jail. This is your sentence. Bye. because by God, they did it back, I mean, back when they tried the Branch Davidians. And I got to believe they'd like to do it here, but there's just, you know, even with the news blackout in the mainstream, the non-mainstream, and I'm not talking about Alex Jones. You know, these people in Vegas and around, they're being reached, and they're not being reached by Alex Jones and company. They're not being reached by Rush Limbaugh or any of these so-called alternative news sources. So I don't know who they're. I know we're insignificant, and nobody listens to us, and we don't mean anything, but I got to believe that people are starting to figure this out somehow. Maybe that's... It's coming to them from a heavenly force. That's what we can say, so that nobody has to say that from the trenches or any other, or Spike or any of us had anything to do with educating the people in Las Vegas on our West Coast. I'm sure we weren't responsible, but probably was Joe McNeil. That's what I'm thinking. Joe McNeil educated the people on the West Coast to the point that they're starting to, well, nullify this bullshit through the juries. Now let's see what they're going to do next, because they're going to have to do something here, people. They can't let this shit stand. I mean, they've got Korea on the back burner. They've got this shit. We're going back over to Afghanistan to do some more killing over there for big bucks for the Jews. Let's see what they pull out, because they have to. When it gets bad enough, I promise you, they will have a world war if that's what it takes to maintain their security and their theft of our nation. At any rate, let's see, two other defendants, Eric Parker and O. Scott Drexler, both of Idaho, were acquitted on the most serious charges of conspiracy and extortion. But jurors, that's plural again, a juror is what I'm reading, if it's correct, the article I read, because it said that, like I said, one of the defense attorneys had talked to the jury or the jurors. And no, a juror failed to reach unanimous verdicts on weapons and assault charges. Both men could be allowed to go free after a detention hearing scheduled Wednesday morning. I mean, how many times do you get to hold them and try them, so long as you can keep one of your plants in the jury room? This is two times these people have been tried. I mean, but under this admiralty bullshit, you see, held more than once to answer for the same accusation. Oh, you betcha. I mean, they could carry this out for years. If there wasn't so many people looking at it, and there wasn't, the YouTube videos coming out of there, people talking about, the blatant violation of rights, and, the fact that it's a persecution, not a prosecution, the fact that the defense actually, when it comes to closing arguments, declined to give a closing argument in protest, and the fact they weren't allowed to give no goddamn defense. There wasn't a whole lot to talk about, I don't imagine. Both men could be allowed to go free after a detention hearing scheduled Wednesday morning, and we checked just before I came up here. There's nothing out on whether they got to go or not. But the ones that did get a walk out, man, I don't know what the recourse is. They have lawyers. They're completely in different jurisdictions than I would ever be in. I mean, when I did this, I did it to fight the core of it. The fact that they had no authority. And it cost me 40 days in jail, but I promise you they want to give me years in prison. But at any rate, how does this kick back? You're going to go back to Mueller and take it back now that you've determined that there was no real reason why you couldn't be there? I mean, which way is this silliness going to go? Or is people going to buckle down and, get to know about that Bill of Rights and the common law? And now, I mean, that's one thing that this did bring out, this farce of a trial. Has brought out that, there's some things really wrong in these procedures. Wonder what they could be. Wonder why those people didn't have any rights within those procedures that were, invoked on them in that kangaroo goddamn admiralty court there in Las Vegas. Could it be, what's missing in the equation? Could it be the Bill of Rights? Could that be the procedures that were not present? Both men could be allowed. Okay, after the jury's decision, U.S. District Court Judge Gloria Navarro, and she should be investigated. I mean, what has come out, as far as her saying that you don't get to have any defense. Well, it's on the one hand, like I said, this proves that there shouldn't even have been an indictment. Because, I mean, they weren't allowed to offer a defense, and yet they were acquitted. Because there wasn't no evidence that they did shit. The two people who were actually convicted, now these are the ones that went to the FBI, I came here to shoot federal agents, dumbasses. And I think they were put there in place, and they're probably, they're cushioning it wherever they're at, and then they'll be, let out to go and get some new names and go out and infiltrate some more people before it's all over with. But they had to have that base plant, a root. you know, to grow the rest of it out of. They had to have some kind of goddamn convictions because, you know, they got it fed to them up in Portland. And then again, here we have, they're getting it fed to them again in Las Vegas. At some point, people, because they have big money deals on the line here out there in that desert with the Chinese and what might have you, at some point here, they're just going to have to get, I mean, they've, when they would go to the point to like this judge did of, you know, throwing the guy off the stand when he's trying to testify for himself, you know, exercise his Sixth Amendment right to offer evidence in his favor. When they will come out and do something that blatant, I'm telling you, when we were doing this, you know, it was like they were trying to, you know, like pretend like there was a system there in place. And as you'd pick it apart, they became more vicious and more vicious. And once you reached the point to where you had them checkmated, I mean, it was just pure brutality. Take you out behind the courthouse like they did me and try to beat you to death. And I think that once it comes to the point to where the juries across this nation in cases like this are coming up and going, well, yeah, you got your admiralty jurisdiction. We didn't get to hear no defense, but we know what the hell's going on. Not guilty. We're nullifying everything until there's a system that we can tell whether somebody's guilty or not. Then I promise you, they're going to get brutal. They're just gonna say, you know, it's just at some point they just go, yeah, you're right, you know, F you. There is no law. Now we're gonna show you the real force behind our convictions. A jury in April deadlocked on charges against the four men. It convicted two other defendants on multiple counts, and this is the guys I'm talking about. The ones that, you know, the FBI was there, made up like a film crew, and you know, they just said they were there to kill federal agents. And I mean, all the shit that no sane person or anybody who's been in this shit more than 2 days would ever say. And so, like I said, that was to plant the root, you know, to anchor the whole situation. And it didn't work. It's not going anywhere. And like I said, again, you know, when these courts start failing, when their admiralty courts start failing because of the juries, they're going to do something about juries. I got to tell you right now, there have been movements already. I mean, in the past few years, talking about removing the juries because, man, the juries, the people are just too dumb to understand this complicated admiralty jurisdictional law. I mean, you could handle some common law. I mean, some common sense law. But this stuff here is just for, you know, professionals, you know, attorneys. The criminals in charge. The government launched its second prosecution last month. Let me see. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Nope. We were here. Defendants on multiple counts. But the jury could not agree on conspiracy charges, a key component of the government's case against any of the six. The government launched its second prosecution last month. The case ended dramatically last week when defense attorneys waived closing arguments as part of a protest about court proceedings and legal rulings, no, illegal rulings, they said prevented them from offering a proper defense, any defense. I mean, when they get to listen to your defense, when the offense gets, I mean, the prosecutor gets to listen to your defense, and then gets the judge up there just like, no, I want this, I'll take, no, not, none of it, no, none of it. Okay, yeah, right. Again, gets to remove your defense. Like I said, why were these people ever indicted? How did they come up with a true bill on this? Yeah, I mean, there was no defense offered in that grand jury, that stacked grand jury, stacked with boys from the local lodges, no doubt. At any rate, man, kudos to these guys, man. I'm glad to see this. And like I said, it's showing that the people, I mean, the average people out there are figuring it out. And if we had a little bit to do with it, man, we don't want no credit or anything. I mean, I know we're insignificant. We don't count for anything. But, hey, I hope it continues. Oh, yeah. Judge prepared to order first dreamer deported under Trump back to United States to make his case. This is from USA Today. A federal judge said Tuesday he was preparing to order the Trump administration to return the first known dreamer it deported back to the United States to make his case for staying. Just came out of it because these people have rights. Even if you have to go to another country and bring them back here, they're going to have goddamn rights, even if you and I don't. U.S. District Judge Gonzalo, looks like Correll, said he needs to hear firsthand from Juan Manuel Montes, 23, to rule on the undocumented immigrant's claim that he was deported illegally by border agents. Lawyers for Montes say he was wrongfully removed from the country around 1 a.m. on February 19th because he had protection under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival Program, or DACA. The Trump administration said Montes voluntarily left the country, forfeiting his protection from deportation. As I was reading this article, excuse me a minute. As I was reading this article, I mean, I heard Spike reading it earlier, and he kind of confused because it didn't explain this one little part here. I mean, exactly what occurred that had this guy deported but with no paperwork, because they go on to talk about the fact that there was no paperwork. And it's really quite simple. I remember back when this went down. You see, this fellow, Juan Manuel Montes, 23 years old. He decided to go down to Mexico and visit his relatives, you see. So he just walked right across our goddamn border, just like he'd walked in with his parents when he was a kid. He'd probably been down there several times. I mean, they keep two houses. You know, they can afford to bring in all our money down south of the border. But what he did is he went down to visit relatives. Now, when he came back, he came to cross over into the United States, and he was caught by the border guard. Now, the border guard comes up and says, we watched you cross in from Mexico. Are you an American citizen? Are you an American? Do you have a green card? And evidently, the guy, he didn't take none of this shit with him, and he claimed he was a DACA recipient. But when you voluntarily leave the United States and this is just like them. How would it be if you and I tried to travel without passport from nation to nation? How would that fly? I'm here to tell you like a Led Zeppelin, it wouldn't fly at all. But so he says, I'm a DACA recipient. And I said, well, you left that behind when you walked over back into Mexico. And so they kicked all they had to do really was turn him around. He was an illegal coming in. And so now you've got these lawyers there. Of course, man, they're talking about places in New York changing till you don't get no trials and stuff, and they can just run you through the system and put you in the whack and hut prisons and milk your substance of your life away from you. But when it's one of these son of a bitches, man, it's a different set of rules. Now that you've got a law firm now that's this one, what makes this little son of a bitch so special is what I'm getting at here. I mean, he crossed into our country illegally. We paid to educate the little bastard. He was down there partying with his kin down there in Mexico, and he come back up and he gets his ass kicked back over there. Man, this guy has rights. And people will come out of the woodwork. He has rights to process, even though, like I said, back east, they're removing all the due process. But they just can't afford it. Not for an American national. They just can't afford it. You know, I got pretty pissed yesterday when I was reading the article about the Pope. And it's just to the point, I was pissed when I read it downstairs. And then when I came up here and read it over the radio and talking about it, I mean, I became just sizzling ass mad. This is beyond outrage. Everything we look at today is just beyond, it's beyond acceptance. It is intolerable. You got some foreign head of state over in Italy in the Vatican, which is its own state. This son of a bitch is over there, and he's telling other governments around the world, you're going to do this. Well, I'm the Pope. So my theology says that, you know, I was ordained, knocked on the head by God, and I'm the big bastard here, and I'm telling you, you're going to give up everything you got to the third. You're going to accept international communism, because that's what the bastards are talking about. And this shit here, this one world citizen, this little bastard here, if that was, how many of you people have seen your children persecuted by these pricks for doing nothing? And then turn around and think, goddamn, I don't care if they're rapists or what the hell they are. I mean, there's a goddamn, your system is being used to facilitate an invasion or an occupation and eventually a recolonization of your country right in front of your eyes. Outrages like this, like I said, I know that people out there listening to me right now, you've seen your children abused by these bastards, and your children the same age as these kids, these little prick here. And it's just, well, nobody cares about an American national, but if you're from any other goddamn country in the world, man, there's a goddamn team. You have an organization, you have a collective here in the United States, and they're going to back you 100%. They're going to force the courts to give you the rights that are denied our own nationals in this country. We've seen it time and time again. I mean, you think about it like this. If it was your kid, you think about your kid. He went down. He got buzzed up. He went down south of the border to Tijuana or somewhere drinking. You know, maybe he's 23 years old, like this guy, drinking down there. And they just decided to arrest him. Maybe he stepped over the line. He went too far down. He went over the little, I think it's 5 miles in you can go. He stepped over the line. He's out partying, drinking, and they nabbed his ass and put him in jail. How many advocates would be down there in Mexico for your child? How many would be here in the United States? Remember when the Marine was down there chained to a bed because he couldn't get off the goddamn road fast enough and he had guns in his car? You remember that? Remember how your people were treated down there and how they were treated here? You didn't see your government or anybody jumping up and saying, I want our judge giving an order to another country. I mean, what the hell is the difference here? They're putting an order down to Mexico, but of course Mexico is going to go right along with it because this is all a part of the big plan with the internationals. But I mean, where was the order from the judge up here? I want that Marine up here in the United States court. Where was the goddamn government on it? Where was the Marines on it? That guy got tortured, he got beat, and then, I mean, this is how we're treated. But in our country, man, these son of a bitches from somewhere else, now they got rights. We don't, but they do. This is exactly how, I mean, how the first colonization of this country went, wasn't it? The people who lived here had no rights. The invaders had absolute rights. History repeating itself. Maybe we should tear down some more. Maybe we should tear down everything that reflects any kind of history for our people. And then shit, whatever they want to do to us, I guess it's all brand new, huh? Anyways, guys, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Well, it's like a road that you travel on. When there's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart free and lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today. Life is a highway, I won't ride it all night long. If you're going my way, I won't drive it all night long.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Yeah, yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1235 Pacific Time. And that was Avril Lavigne. Man, that girl's got a hard name to say. With Knocking on Heaven's Door, which is how we feel come about Wednesday around here. Military-industrial complex stock prices surge after Trump's Afghan war speech. But he pointed his finger at us and he said, you, the forgotten people. Oh, he must have meant the industrial war complex and executives and CEOs. You out there who've been forgotten. I'm coming in for you. This is from Anti-Media. It was sent in by number one world, New World Order hater. For discussion, I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. After years of repeatedly condemning America's involvement in Afghanistan, President Trump announced his intentions this week to ramp up military operations there. Kill, kill, kill. Ching, ching, ching. Though Barack Obama adopted the exact same policy shortly after taking office in 2009, imposing a 30,000 troop surge to no avail, Trump is following the same failed path. It's not failed. I mean, you're just looking at it the wrong way. If the intent is to eat out more of our substance and hand it over to these military contractors, I'd say, psh, work real good. Despite the president's repeated vows to win, in quotation marks, there is little victory for soldiers who have suffered multiple tours of duty, Afghan civilians who have endured occupation and abuse from the U.S. military and other terrorist factions, whose influence is a result of failed American foreign policy, and the American people, who have poured billions and billions, my ass, try trillions. It was over a trillion, I mean trillions of dollars, goddammit. Talked about it, $1 million per soldier per year, who have poured billions of dollars into the United States' longest war, only to find terrorist groups have flourished. Maybe that was, again, let's go back to what was the intent. I think it's all been a hell of a success. And there's some defense contractors sitting on big mountains of gold who will think so too, dancing a little jig right now because there's more coming. So who is actually winning? Question mark. It should come as no surprise that defense stocks surged on Tuesday amid the news of Trump's own surge. And people buy, you know, they were showing, you know, I don't buy any of their crap on TV, but just for the shits and giggles, we'll talk about it. They were, you know, showing him making the speech, you know, about this Afghan and all this stuff here, and they showed that they say the independents are the ones that decide the elections. I don't believe there is no elections. This is all a farce. But still, the little line went way down because there. I mean, the retards that went out there and went along with the industrial war complex and the Republican Party are seeing the error of their ways. They're seeing that, well, this ain't really doing nothing for us. In my life, I just see it getting worse. another year, I'll be going, dang, I miss old Obama. It was, things were so much better back then. And now Trump's out there running for re-election. Do you see his things? Trump in 2020. I was like, he can't. I mean, every time he opens his mouth out there in the presidential world, I mean, it just goes south on him. So, hell, man, get back on the campaign trail. I heard him shouting at people, build that wall. Well, why? Hell, they're already here. And you already said you ain't throwing them out. What do we need, a wall to keep them here? Man, I hear people out there, build that wall, my God. And now the next thing you're going to hear is about deportations. We got to get them all. I'm telling you, I believe if this goes on far enough, if the people just keep riding this out and it goes on far enough, we will see him out there. I'm going to deport every one of them. And in DACA, the same spiel. Why not? It worked the first time and people don't seem to have gotten any smarter. Well, most people have. But I mean, if you can keep that illusion alive, I suppose, and keep that tight camera angle, hell, you can get away with anything in these United States. But here we are. Surprise. Defense stocks surged. That means more. That means, hey, you know, you were thinking about maybe that, you know, buying a fishing boat this year, or maybe paying off your house. You're going to work a little extra and get the money to pay off your house. You were going to have something. Maybe you were going on a vacation you'd been planning for years. No, we need that money. We need that money to go into the defense contractors so we can go kill people with that money, because that's what money is for. Money is evil. It is mammon, and it should kill people. I mean, it all really makes sense if you step back and look at it in the right light. CBS reported Northrop Grumman stock rose 1%, while Lockheed Martin and Boeing advanced more than 0.7%. Boeing and Northrop were also awarded contracts for intercontinental ballistic missile systems replacements. Ooh, was that what all that hubbub over there in North Korea was all about? Oh, man, if we could just get that Cold War going. I mean, we spent all that money on that nuclear armament only to be caught in these conventional wars, one right after another, fighting an ism into eternity. If there was a way, I mean, there's got to be a way to get more contracts for these sons of bitches. I mean, they're not rich enough yet. They haven't eaten out enough of our substance. We're still eating, and we got roofs over our head. That's way too much for a slave. You've seen the conditions in third world countries. You want to live in a mud hut. That's what you want so you can really look down your nose at your slaves and mean it. Those ICBM contracts are worth over $300 million each, making it clear why defense stocks rally when war is imminent. Boy, does this make you sick? As it makes me sick. This is almost, I mean, I can't, I don't think I could get as mad as I got mad yesterday with the Pope and his goddamn dictates to the world. The three companies enjoying stock market gains have found riches in American militarism for decades, living off the taxpayer, and the United States' long-standing obsession with violently policing the world. I thought he was going to be America's goddamn president. Remember? And they were talking, I mean, they've been talking on the Fox Fool channel. Listen to these assholes. They go down to these restaurants. They love to go to these restaurants where these morons hang out. And, you know, they talk to him, oh, he's doing what he's saying. Really? You must have been listening to something other than what I was listening to. Yeah, oh, man. You know, that's it. There's, like in South Carolina, there are places, I think North Carolina, but these places in this country where these big factories, I mean, these people, I mean, you sick son of a bitches, man. You can't find another way to make a living than killing people. We couldn't manufacture something for life instead of death. And I mean, they will go for the politician. They'll push him, back him, and bribe and whatever it takes to get him in there, because we want to build more bombs, kill more people. That's what the United States is all about. And hey, man, it pads my pocket. I don't really care about them sand niggers over there getting murdered, their little children, and pick up loads of them, you know, hauled out to the graveyard. Works out good for me, and that's really all that counts in this goddamn country. Despite the president's previous calls to cut wasteful spending in government, the Pentagon, he continues to prop up, is one of the worst perpetrators of inefficiency and careless expenditures. No, out-and-out embezzlement and fraud, which can be tracked back to its heavy reliance on contractors. As the Harvard Political Review summarized, reports from the Inspector General's Office of Iraq and Afghanistan estimates that the United States military has lost $60 billion to waste and fraud. That's theft, people. Come on. Wait, would you get to call it waste and fraud? Well, I guess fraud is theft, but, I mean, they're too big to jail. What am I saying? Fraud in Iraq, $100 billion to Afghan reconstruction efforts, and billions more in wasted equipment either burned or left behind for the... That was to build ISIS. That's all that equipment they're talking about because, you know, they came with their, you know, a fully equipped army when ISIS took to the field. Hell, man, it was all just sitting right there. Wasn't that convenient? Burned or left behind after the withdrawal of forces. Part of the problem may be that the Pentagon has 1.7 million contracts open. 1.7 million contractors sucking the blood while you go out and you bust your ass so that you can, you know, pay these goddamn warmongers to kill people. That is what is going on here, and it's so disgusting. It is so sick. And everybody before, you know, when they were talking about Trump, oh, he's going to end all that. He's going to end all. He told us so. He looked, got to give him a chance. Here, he got his chance. Now what's he doing? What's he doing? You still backing him? Of course you are. 1.7 billion contracts open, which makes oversight difficult, if not impossible. Well, then I guess we just give on. Just start shoveling the goddamn. Just come take everything I got. Hell, there's nothing we can do about it, people. It's a fait accompli. In one specific example of fraud and waste, Reuters reported last August that the United States Army had deceitfully manipulated their books. Oh, they think they call that embezzlement in my world, and it puts you under the jail. The Defense Department's Inspector General in a June report said the Army made $2.8 trillion. In wrongful adjustments to accounting entries in one quarter alone. That's $2.8 trillion in wrongful adjustments to accounting entries in one quarter alone in 2015. And $6.5 trillion for the year, the outlet explained. $6.5 trillion. Hey man, just keep handing them the money because Trump's going to make America stronger. We're going to make our military great again, the greatest thieves to ever exist on planet Earth. Further, considering the president's routinely decried special interests in D.C. and vowed to drain the swamp. Further, considering the president routinely decried special interests in D.C. and vowed to drain the swamp. His decision to perpetuate an industry dependent on government spending demonstrates his lack of sincerity. Oh, lack of, is that what you call a fucking lie now? Lack, he wasn't sincere. Oh, I thought he was lying. The Harvard Political Review noted in 2016 that the defense industry in the eighth largest lobby in the country, spending over $100 million per year. Bribing. This is What does a lobbyist do? They bribe people. They you want a little boy, you want a little girl. You want to do a snuff film? Hey man, we got $100 million to work with here. Just get us those contracts, man. Get the CIA over there. Get ISIS moving. Yep, that's our agents. Get this shit going because we're talking big money here. Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Honeywell International, and Northrop Grumman are among the top spenders despite the corruption, special interests, and revolving doors built into the foundation of America's military-industrial complex. Those who perpetrate it continue to profit off ill-fated wars with no end in sight, and they will continue. In June, Fortune noted the likelihood that defense stocks would increase in value amid the reign of President Trump. I could have predicted that. How come I ain't getting them big bucks? This is predictable, considering he quickly ramped up wars and his administration has advocated nation-building despite his general contention during the election campaign that the failed practice was unwise. Oh, you mean he hasn't done one goddamn thing? I mean, just like having Hillary, wasn't it? I mean, without the little bit of deception, without the yo-yos that are still out there in the restaurant in Kentucky sitting there going, yeah, I think he's doing a good job. I do. I think he is. I'm a Mason, and we Masons are thriving now. That's what's going on here. Boeing has seen its stock rise. Ready? 31% since the presidential election. Ooh, who elected him and for what? Who was that person he was pointing out there? You forgotten. It was Boeing. It was the CEO of Boeing he was pointing out. And the stockholders of Boeing, you forgotten people out there, we're going to take care of you. We're going to fleece these dumbass Americans. We're going to clean them out, and we're going to give it all to you. Don't worry about it. I got it taken care of. The S&P 500 Aerospace and Defense Index is up more than, ready, 21% over the same span, nearly double the returns of the broader market. Now investors believe that Trump could be the best thing to happen to the sector in years. Oh, I got to believe it. With the commander-in-chief promising historic increases in U.S. defense spending. No, it's fraud. They're not even spending. This ain't spending. We've done covered that up at the top, $2.8 trillion and $6.5 trillion in just one goddamn year. This isn't spending. This is theft. So what you were saying is, boy, but like we told you, you think you saw theft before? Man, you're talking about a guy who went through bankruptcy 9 times and came out of it a billionaire. You think he's on the up and up? How much you, I mean, God almighty, he's got to be, I mean, he's looking at power at this point. There is no, money isn't involved, wealth ain't involved. It's about power at this point. 21% over the time, same span, doubling its returns. Trump could be the best thing to happen to the sector in years, with the commander-in-chief promising historic increases in U.S. defense spending, which has declined 17% to $585 billion. They gave another $30 billion. See, they're not even throwing all the numbers in here. Since its peak in 2011 and an enormous expansion of the U.S. Navy to 350 ships. They got so many goddamn ships, you know what? They're running into each other. They need more. I can think of a few things I could do without, you know, clothes. I'll just give up my clothes and whatever they need to buy this goddamn military hardware from the military contractors to kill people with in other countries. So then they can turn around. These guys really hate you. You better give us more money to kill their people so they can come in. They really hate you now. Man, people, I can't believe that so many, because it ain't that goddamn many. You had a goddamn handful and a whole lot of fraud. That's what we're witnessing today. And this charlatan never fooled Henry for one second. I never for one second said, maybe Trump will. No, that charlatan son of a bitch, man. He's shining what he's going to do. And he's doing it. Shit, we're only, what, 8, 9 months in now, people? Let's see. In January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. 8 months in? 8 months in. And boy, I mean, every... It's like the federal anti-federalist papers, the predictions, man, bam. I mean, we told you it was going to be like a bum rush, too, that it was going to come at you fast because, they got to get this done. The people are waking up, like the previous article on the Bundy trial, or the trials there in Las Vegas, one of the Bundys. But, you know, the people are waking up. This is why you're seeing the acceleration. That's why you're seeing the acceleration in insanity. And speaking of insanity, we're going to jump to one of these here because... It just goes to show you how, you know, how what we were talking about, have been talking about, that, you know, it will get bizarre because of the rush to try and grab the power and grab the riches and these factions fighting each other over who's going to steal the most from us and finally get to take us to the ditch. ESPN pulls Asian American announcer from Virginia football game because he has a Confederate general's name. This is from Fox News, and I'm not bullshitting. This is real. I mean, this isn't from the Onion, or I mean, this isn't something we just made up to try, get a laugh out of you. This is for fucking real. This is from Fox News. In the wake of the events in Charlottesville, Virginia, ESPN decided to pull one of its announcers from calling a University of Virginia football game because his name was Robert Lee. And this is an Asian. You know, you've heard of Bruce Lee. Well, this is Robert Lee, the Asian. I mean, he's an Asian American, I guess. I mean, well, he's either an American or he ain't. I mean, he's of Asian descent. We'll give him that. And I guess he can speak pretty clearly because he's calling games. But Robert Lee, an Asian American sportscaster who started with the network in 2016, was moved to a different game simply because of the coincidence of his name. People. I mean, at what point do you say, "Oh, it just stopped now"? Okay, this is a communist blitz. This is a blitz coming right at you. And when you have shit like this on the other end of what happened in Las Vegas with the acquittals, with the people waking up, man, I'm telling you, this thing's coming together like the perfect storm. And I can't wait. I want him to do more crazy shit like this. Because, I mean, you even got him in the mainstream going, well, you know, this might be a little ridiculous. Just a little ridiculous. Completely silly. Stupid. This can't be happening. This has gone clear. It's clear out of hand. And, you know, and knowing that you have a dictator there, because we know he's a dictator, because he has removed our common law courts and our Bill of Rights through the War Powers Act. So he has war powers. And he's insinuating that these are his enemies, too. Like, these are the guys he's against, because that he has to play that part so that he can get the other side of the idiots, so that he can try to muster up 25% of the population again to carry the madness on into the future. But the fact is, he could stop this. All this crazy shit. As a dictator, he could stop it. All he's got to do is, well, dictate it. Have them all arrested. It's like the sanctuary cities. I mean, it's all a big production. It's all a big act. It's just like, you know, these protests, they're talking about the fact that, you know, some of these actors, they're getting paid $50 an hour. And they're going down and, you know, they're riding down on the same buses. You know, when this all started, we were talking about, you know, seeing them sitting there in the same room. Okay, you guys over there, you go get those uniforms there and put them on. You guys over here, and split in two. Yeah, we need this many on this side. Well, let's have 10 more over here. And you put on those uniforms. Oh, yeah, you get your badge and your signs, okay, and everybody's going to go out there, and you're going to wreak havoc, man. You're going to sell this shit. You're going to sell this shit to the American people so they have something to watch as we're looting the goddamn joint and selling it off to the internationals, okay? $50 an hour. And you know, and this just all ties in. I mean, at the base of what this is all sponsored by people like George Soros. This is all paid for. This is a paid-for production, and I mean, it is designed to try to get the two camps put in place so that you and I can decide. God, these son of a bitches. I guess I'm supposed to look at this and say, that does it. I'm going with the Nazis, man. I'm going with them. Somebody's got to stop these crazy son of a bitches. It's only 10 Nazis, but the rest of us can pretend we're Nazis. And we can go there under that swastika, and we can attack these goddamn communists. With this, I mean, this is clear out of hand, people. Goddamn, because his name is Robert Lee. I guess we should outlaw the name Lee. I mean, the name Lee does sound, I mean, just Lee. It sounds, well, racist. I mean, it's got a racist tone to it, if you really look at it. Robert Lee, Robert. I mean, that's, you get both names. Robert, goddamn, I mean, Robert Lee, both names. I mean, they should be like the R word and the L word, okay? On August 12th, violence broke out at a protest from a white nationalist group opposing. I love white nationalist. Whatever. Whatever. Which one are we going to go? Which one shall I fight for? Which one shall I die for? Anything but the Bill of Rights, man. That's what we got to do this. Group opposing the removal of a Robert E. Lee statue in Charlottesville. A driver ultimately rammed his car into a crowd of counter-protesters. You mean, no, let's stop. Let's just please cut the bullshit, and I want to hear you say it, Trump. He was out there with his speech, and he's talked about the KKK. He talked about the neo-Nazis, the white supremacists. He said, but, you know, when he talked about, you know, those other guys, he would not say the C word. He will not say communist. Why won't he say communist, people? I'll tell you why. Because he is a goddamn communist, and this all is just an act and a ploy to get you to... To make it look like, you know, controlled opposition and what might have you, as they're sinking in the spikes and they're digging in ever deeper. Ultimately rammed his car into a crowd of communist protesters, killing one woman good and injuring more than a dozen other people. May they die too, police said. ESPN, which has faced accusations of liberal bias... they really think, I mean, at this point, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You know, this sell shit here that they're trying to do here. I mean, you got people in think tanks that are working this shit up, man, and putting it. I mean, it's silly. It's come to the point, but where it's, I mean, people like us that have been watching it for a long time and have been experiencing it for a long time. Silliness. But when you add in the equation of the acquittals in Las Vegas, it has gotten so goddamn crazy that they can't sell this to the dumbest people. Your average person knows better, and it's going to get dangerous. I'm telling you right now. ESPN was faced accusations of liberal bias, and some observers believe has led to a downtick in viewership, as said it moved its announcer to Youngstown State game in Pittsburgh. The New York's the networks, I'm sorry, full statement. We collectively made the decision with Robert to switch games as the tragic events of Charlottesville were unfolding simply because of the coincidences of his name. Man, I don't know what to tell you people anymore. Only that we're at the top of the hour. And that we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And also tell you, stay tuned, because it's time to break free with David Rock coming up right behind us here. And that is The Word from the Trenches.